This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. It's the extra long Saturday kickabout. Steve Robertson and Dan Westrom here right the way through until six. Also, very shortly, talking Go with Dave Lorking from the Billericay Go Club. And I am joined in the studio by Dave Lorking from Billericay Go Club. Now, Billericay Go Club certainly not formed as long as the game of Go has been taking place, which actually, Dave, stretches back somewhat 3,000 years?
It's thought to be about 3,000 years old. Yeah. It's difficult to be exactly sure. Thought to have been invented probably in China. It's a very complicated board game.
So complicated that computers can't really play against humans, can they? They just don't have the computing power.
Not yet, anyway. The Go programs are being improved all the time.
And you can play against another player online then, can't you, as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do almost anything online these days. I've even heard of... Oh, whoops, never mind. We won't we'll keep it clean, but... yes, it is a game which gets very complicated. It's played on a large board, 19 by 19, which is a lot of points to play on. It's a bit like chess or draughts if you're just watching other people playing.
It looks, if anything else, it looks more perhaps like backgammon or Othello than other things.
On a different scale. But you get... usually just two players playing individually, black versus white.
Yep.
And it starts with an empty board, this huge great grid set out before you, and it gradually fills up as the game goes on. The idea is not necessarily to capture your opponent, but to try to wall off territory. And at the end of the game, you count all the points inside your own territory. And if you've got more points than your opponent, you've won.
So it is really strategic, if nothing else, then.
It is, partly because of the size of the board, which most of us think is probably the reason computers have a bit of a problem with it.
Yes.
There are some very strong chess-playing programs now on computers, but Go's still a bit, it's a bit much somehow.
Which says something about Go itself, doesn't it, really?
A lot of the game is fairly intuitive to start with. You try and weigh up the whole position over the whole board and decide where you need to play. But it also gets into a matter of very accurate calculation as the black and white sort of close together and start fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Because there is the possibility of killing off some of your opponent's stones, which means a huge profit at the end of the game.
You have to have a certain tactical brain then to be able to do it, I would think.
You need to like thinking, I guess, but loads of people, musicians quite often like the game, and mathematicians and computer people, and... we had one bloke came to Billericay fairly often for a few years. He's a cab driver, lives in Harold Wood.
Yes, yeah. Although, again, cab drivers with the knowledge and one, you know, we've had cab drivers win Mastermind, haven't we? So,
exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no... it tends to be people with interests in, you know, say mathematics, or musicians quite often take to Go.
Because of the intuitive mind, really.
I think it's something to do with recognising patterns.
Right.
I think that's got a lot to do with it, which comes into mathematics and music a lot, of course.
You
see patterns in things, or you hear patterns in things. And so, that's Go.
Yeah.
Can I give a little plug for the Billericay Club?
Absolutely, please do.
Right. Now, the chap who runs it is named Guy.
Yep.
Guy Footring. And his phone number is 01277-623-305. If you think you might be interested, well, do give him a bell. And we meet most Monday evenings. from 7:30 to 10:30, that sort of time.
There is a website as well, isn't
there's
there?
There's an excellent website run by the British Go Association.
Right.
Guy's got his own website, so if you just go to the Billericay Go Club on Google, it'll pick it up and put you in the right place. Or else go directly to British Go Association and Google will get you there.
And as much as it's complex and the strategy and everything else there, you know, you, the rankings do start at beginner, don't they?
So,
and whatever level you are, it's the sort of thing you can pick up as a beginner.
Oh, yes, yeah. And something I've always noticed in Go clubs that they're very friendly for beginners and people who come along for the first time. So if you think you might be interested, well, give it a try.
And what I'll do is I'll put all of these details on the Phoenix FM website, Saturday Kickabout write-up, which I'll attempt to do tomorrow. So as long as you go across to phoenixfm.com, you'll be able to see all the details from there on the Phoenix FM page.
Did Guy send you anything?
Yes, I've got those details.
I've got
the dates. And, meeting every time. I mean, it is the fact that you are meeting on the Mondays. It takes place in Billericay. We'll be putting all the details, as I say, on the website. And it is the local club. I mean, it's the nearest one for players from Basildon, Brentwood, Chelmsford and Southend as well. So, certainly for
the
this.
The next one I know of is in Wanstead.
Right.
Sort of eastern, outermost London, sort of. But I'll leave this for you. I thought it might be of interest.
Thank you. That's great. I'll put some of that information.
An actual position from a real game.
Great stuff.
And
I'll see how well that scans and try and put that on the website as well. No,
that'll baffle them.
Yes. Yeah. As I hold it up to the webcam anyway.
And that the second sheet is actually about that game.
Yes.
It was sort of played in the middle of the 19th century by a couple of very famous Japanese players.
Amazing. And the professionals really worldwide, most of them are Japanese, aren't they? But it is a professional game.
Very much. The top Japanese players can earn huge amounts of money. It's almost their equivalent of football in this country.
And they are like premiership footballers then.
Well, they earn that much money.
Yeah.
The ones who rarely get to the very top. Of course, there's a lot of struggling ones below that level.
Yeah.
And thousands and thousands of amateur players who just play for fun. But, I mean, against a professional, they just see so many things and think of so many things, you wouldn't have a chance.
No.
It'd be like you and me going out to play against Man U or somebody. Or even to put in a little plug for West Ham, where my family used to live.
We've got a West Ham fan out there as well, Dan.
So I should hope.
Yes. And the other thing as well, people may notice that you're a West Ham fan, but originally not necessarily from this neck of the woods, are you?
I came over here from New Zealand many, many years ago, and I've, with the brief going here and there, I've lived here ever since.
Yeah.
Fairly close to London most of the time. I worked in London for years, and now I'm getting old and tired.
It's where you call home. This is where you call home.
This is definitely where I call home.
Yeah.
I met a very nice lady who lives out here many years ago. Well, just coming up to our 20th anniversary.
Yes. Oh, well.
And very fortunate for me.
Well, look, thank you very much for coming in and chatting about something that we don't talk about as regularly, really. It's got to be said.
Do you ever talk about chess?
Occasionally, certainly,
yes. I believe there is a Brentwood Chess Club, or there used to be, but I never got round to visiting them.
No.
Life's too short.
We'll have to look into that. Thank you very much, Dave Lawking from Billericay Go Club. As I say, I'll put all of the details on the website. But
super.
It's easy enough. Google it. Google Billericay Go Club and you'll find all the information there. Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Got it.